If a contentious citizenship question ends up on the 2020 census, it could cost Arizona a much-hoped-for 10th congressional seat. That's according to a new study. The concern is that Hispanics, even some who are citizens, will avoid the census altogether out of fear for themselves or their undocumented family members.
If we assume that Hispanics are going to respond negatively to the citizenship question and they might potentially be undercounted, then that suggests that states with large Hispanic populations but lower populations otherwise are potentially the states that are going to be affected.
That is Bryce Dietrich, an assistant professor of political science at the University of Iowa. He helped conduct that study. And now here to tell us more about what this could mean for Arizona is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, good Friday to you.
Good Friday morning. Yes, a lot of this is going to govern Arizona's political future.
So how involved is Governor Ducey and his administration in trying to, convince the Trump administration to not be quite as eager to do this, or Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross?
How about none? Essentially, what the governor said is, look, we want everyone counted. He signed an executive order. He likes executive orders to say, we're going to go and do outreach and we're going to tell people how important it is for folks to go ahead and do the census. I mean, that part is the clear part. The question becomes how much good that will do given what this study found. And as you point out, and as Bryce Dietrich points out, we've got some evidence here based on some studies they did, is that when you take identical groups and put it two sets of questions, one that has a citizenship question, one that doesn't, the Hispanics are more likely to avoid the questions in the one that has a citizenship question. That leads to questions of undercount. And there's some real significant numbers here. I mean, they suggested that it would undercount the Hispanic population in Arizona by about 363,000. Well, here's why that's important. Arizona hopes to get a 10th congressional seat. That's based on the fact that since the turn of the decade, we've added 780,000 residents so far, probably a few more by the time we get to 2020. If you subtract out 363,000 from that, essentially, we're at the same growth rate as the rest of the nation, in which case, we don't get a 10th congressional seat.
There's also, though, Howie, like a fear of loss of federal funding here. This also could have to do with a vote in the Electoral College for our state, right?
Oh, definitely, because we get 11 electoral votes now, the 9 House seats plus the 2 Senate seats. It would be nice to have more electoral votes because then maybe candidates might pay more attention to us, given that, as we found out in the last election, it isn't the popular vote that matters, it's the Electoral College. That becomes number one. Number two, as you point out, is the fact that you're dividing up billions of dollars of federal funds based on issues of population. You know, things like road funds, things like Title I funds for schools. And if you have an undercount, then we're not getting the accurate numbers. And if we're not getting the accurate numbers, we're not getting the money we deserve.
Well, Howie, even though this conversation has been short, we just have a few seconds left, and I will go back to my first question then. Well, that all being true then, why wouldn't Governor Ducey, why wouldn't some of our congressional members be more outspoken about this?
Well, there's a theory, and obviously I didn't get this from Mr. Ducey, but there's some evidence out there that Republicans believe that if you're only counting citizens, that if non-citizens, i.e. Hispanics, or even citizens who are Hispanic, don't register, that's fewer Democrats, which basically means that when they do the redistricting, the Republicans win. And that's part of the reason this is in court now. We're waiting for the U.S. Supreme Court to look at it and decide whether this was done for legitimate statistical purposes or just for political purposes.
Wow. So I think we know the answer to that, right, Howie? It's going to be political purposes, but we're not naive. I mean, I may be more than you, but we're not, right?
Well, we leave it to our more than intelligent listeners to see whether A plus B equals C.
Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, have a good weekend. Thanks.
You too.